49ers got a good core led by Nick Ballore, covering really well. Return game, they're doing a nice job. They got the Ellington kid, who kind of reminds me a little bit of Tavon Austin. Has very good speed, very good first step quickness, make you miss type player. So we'll have our hands full there. The punter's doing a nice job for him. They're only giving up 7 yards per return in their coverage, in their punt coverage. So they've been real good there. And then obviously Phil is having a great year for him and is kicking just as I would expect a Phil Dawson to kick. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Do you expect Phil to be the first one at the stadium on Sunday?
Yes, he will. He always is. He always is. He has his routine, and he knows what he needs to do, and I'm sure he'll be there early.
Chris, you've been around kickers for a long time. How remarkable is it for a guy to be pushing 40 and still be able to be as consistent and as long as he's been?
I think it's unbelievable, and it's a credit to him. I mean, I've always said he's a pro's pro. And I was fortunate to be able to be with him for a couple seasons, and I learned a lot from him. I'm happy of how he's playing. I mean, he's only missed one field goal, and that was last week, and it got blocked, and there, he missed an extra point, but that also got blocked. But other than that, I mean, he's made them all, and that's just a credit to who he is and how he approaches his craft. And I use him as a standard with young kickers. I really do. I say someday if you can be a Phil Dawson, you've made it.
How pretty close is the scene
go? Extremely tough. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's coming off a Pro Bowl year, and then he was let go. So that was hard.
Did you push hard to bring him back?
Most definitely.
How come that didn't get done? People involved are gone. Can you tell us why that was never?
Well, I'd be quite honest. I mean, here's how I look at it. It's the old Chief Indian philosophy. And I'm just an Indian. I brought it to the Chiefs, and they made their decision.
Did you get the feeling that he would have stayed here if they would have come through?
Oh, I think so. I'll be honest with you. My philosophy with all players is I do not get into the contract negotiations or how it's going. I really do, not to sidestep the question. I truly stay in the player-coach relationship. Those other things are handled by other people, but I'm a Phil Dawson fan.
Do you have a favorite Phil memory?
The thing that really struck me is just how consistent, and he still is consistent at 50 yards plus, of just saying, I can remember one day we were doing a 2-minute drill, and we're back on those backfields, so you have to actually add 4 more yards because of the goalpost. And the offense kind of stalled out right there, just at range on the cusp of it. And we said, Phil, go on out there, finish it off. And by the time we got done kicking, and he made it, and everyone clapped and just kind of routine Phil. And then we kind of walked off, and I said, hey, you know, that was about 59 yards. He goes, yeah, I know. I mean, he doesn't blink. He just goes and he tacks it, and that's why, I mean, he's been kicking for a long time.
Directions down at that stadium. Is he as good at figuring all the factors in as any kicker you've been around?
I think so. I mean, he's definitely. I mean, that's part of his craft. That's what he's mastered. It's one of the things that he taught me when I came to Cleveland, just learning the wind patterns down at the stadium. And I'm sure he'll get there early, just because now the stadium's been reconfigured with the new scoreboards and those type of things, and the patterns are a little bit different. But being the pro that he is, I'm sure he'll get dialed in quickly.
Team's really going to come after you more
now? No question. I mean, that's a point of emphasis. And, in fact, this team is blocked three of them. So the high alert is probably the best way I can sum it up.
Hey, Chris, I think last week was a couple figures of misses in the league or close to it, PATs.
Yeah. I really do. I think the weather's changing, and you're probably sustaining some injuries on certain teams, and maybe different guys are in there. The one thing I can always say about, for example, field goal and field goal protection is this. You know, you really never get to practice it live until the preseason. That's kind of your first bullets. And then now, as other guys are injuries amount and guys are coming in, you know, you might have some new guys in there that don't have all the live experience, and maybe that causes some of it. But with the wind and all those things and field conditions, the fields aren't as pretty as they used to be. There's divots out there, and there's not as much grass in certain areas. So it does. It makes it tougher for those guys hitting the ball.
Your punter is going, but there is playing with the team that he spent a lot of time with. Does that come up with Andy at all? Can you talk about the
years? Oh, I think his years has been outstanding, to be quite honest with you. I know right now we're 11th in net punt. Obviously, we were higher than that before the Baltimore game. But he's providing a spark for us, so to speak, with regards to flipping field position. His professionalism has been second to none. I know that he's excited, but at the same time, there's a reason why these guys have been playing in the league so long is because they're so professional and they know how to handle their business. And to be quite honest with you, we talked about it briefly, but I can see how he's approaching this game just like any other game, but I can tell he's excited. We did. We talked about some Phil-isms, so to speak, and we've had some good laughs on that. And when we see him in pregame, we'll remind him of a few of those.
Is it tough not to see? I mean, I think Phil got one decent playoff run, but you know, when you see a guy in a situation where he went, and after obviously things didn't work out great here as far as the wins and losses, was it tough to see him kind of back in that situation again?
Sure. I mean, obviously, any player that I come in contact with, I always, if they go to another team, I want them to be successful. And trust me, when they were making that run, following Phil on that was a lot of fun. I know that they're finding their way right now also, as we're trying to. But just knowing the pro that he is, he'll be ready to go.